Sorry, we're starting this tape late. We're on page 201 in the old Bhandarkar. And starting down at the bottom right now with the sentence Avochet. Begins with Avochet. We've actually already done that and I'm just reading it. Okay. Go ahead, Kiki. Let's start over the reading.
Okay. Avochet Kumbhakaranaha.
Avochet Kumbhakaranaha.
Tam
vayam mantre.
Abhyadhamma
yat.
Natvam
sarvam.
Tat
ashraushihi.
Phalam
tasya.
Idam agamat.
Idam agamat.
So, prajna vakyani avamam staha murka vakyeshu, and this is a problem for me, avastitaha adyagishtaha Shastrani Pratya Pataha Hitam Nacha. So Pragnya Vakyani is the words of the wise. It's a Shashti Tatpurusha, it's the accusative singular. And then avamam staha is ava and man.
Avaman.
Avaman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a seventh aorist.
Oh, sorry, can you say that again?
It's avaman. Avaman, sorry. Man, you know, like to...
To think.
Think.
Avamam, okay.
Yeah, and with avaman, it means disregarded.
Okay.
Here, I think.
And good for you.
Second singular Atmanepadat of the seventh aorist. Yeah, that was a...
Well, it took me a while to find it.
That was a job to figure that out.
Yeah.
And then Murka Vakyeshu is another Shashti Tatpurush, and it's in the locative singular, and it's in the words of fools. And I don't know what this next one is. I went around with a few things. I thought it could be us to throw, which takes asti, and then it could be ava plus asti.
I think it's avastha.
Oh,
it's avastha. Yeah. And the avastha, then sta becomes stita, you know?
Yes.
In the PP. And so here it becomes stitaha.
Okay.
That's how what I took it.
What aorist is it?
Well, it's going to be probably viewed as a sate where the A is dropped and replaced by E. So,
okay.
Which one would do that?
The A is dropped. That could be a fourth.
Oh, really? Let me see.
Maybe not. It could be an earlier one, even, actually. It could be the second aorist. No. Because it wasn't on the... Well, anyway.
Astaha. But then that would be... Or avastita. No, that's not going to be staha. It's going to be itaha.
Okay.
So we have to find one that's going to be itaha.
It's not the fourth or the fifth, then.
No, I don't think so.
It could be the second.
Let me get down these.
Otherwise, except that it wasn't on the list. Remember the second has those lists of the necessarily and then the optionally?
Yeah, but let me look in this book. Star is such a common root that it should be used as an example. Or at least listed. Sita. he's behind that one. What is...
maybe it's...
It is just the affix could be just Staha and it's taking it.
Yeah, I think it's the fourth.
You think it's the fourth?
I think it's the fourth. And well, I mean, think there's probably some rule here where you can take an E.
Let me just check here in this book.
Because I think we've had other examples of it.
Okay. That's the fifth. I'm going to give a second. Third. Fourth, there it is.
I might be wrong. No, I don't think I'm right.
Prefixes the augment E to the terminations.
Yeah. Or the Ishtaha for that.
Yeah.
So, the only other, let's see here. I think it might have to be the second.
And then we're back to the first and second. You know, one thing is if you recognize the root and you recognize that it's an aorist, you don't really, I mean, it's nice for us to try to go back and find
it.
You don't really need to know, but it's a good exercise for us in any case.
To be second person singular.
Yeah.
So,
wouldn't it be your fifth Atmanepada? Ishtaha? If you add Ishtaha.
But there's no sha.
Where's the sha?
Oh, wait, the sha.
There's no sha. Right?
Seventh
is Sataha. Oh, no, but where's the E?
You might be
out
here, but that's two
of them
come out.
Well, I just think must just take an E because, like, look. No, that's not. Sorry. Maybe it is the seventh.
In the seventh, it's the E.
Yeah, let me look at the seventh. You might be right. It's consistent adding to the root. Except that's adding sataha, right?
Right.
Where's the sa?
Well, the sa is...
Because the root is avasta. So it would be avasta.
There would be double sa.
The sa ta. Yeah, there would be another sa there, I think.
So we are really looking to add an
itaha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it here. I have a star listed in this one. Where would that be?
I think it's the second. And there's just something that's happening with adding that E. Because our only choices really are the second, the seventh, which we just realized can't work. I mean, just because when you look at the terminations, or the fourth. So it's either the second or the fourth.
Well, I'm not even getting my... can't find star. Problem here.
The second it would have to be an exception, right? Yeah. Just for these words, my
padavati. Instead of sta, in the Dhatupada they have sta, sta. I don't know why that is. Let me see what they have in 260.
The root is ta with a long arm. Is it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I found the root. Let's see here.
Oh, here we go.
What?
Okay. Page 196, number 12, in your old book.
And under what?
Under the fourth variety, Atmanepada. In the Atmanepada, da, ta, and such roots as assume those forms in the non-conjugational tenses, and sta,
mm-hmm.
substitute e for the final a,
okay.
and this e does not take guna.
Yeah.
I just remembered reading that somewhere.
Yeah.
And I even cited that for something, but I missed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure it fell. The is of sta and sta has dropped. Isn't it? Oh, that's different. Okay.
So
she
did E for the final A.
Yeah. And that's what we're doing here.
And that's
so
what's happening.
Instead of ta, it will become sti.
Sti.
And so
it won't take
the
root or
the entire thing. So the E starts from the root ta.
Yes.
And the root ta takes the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
No, fifth, sorry.
No, this is the fourth.
No, number 12 is the... No, it's the fourth Atmanepada.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth eras. And then becomes sti.
But then the...
And then we have to add ata.
But then the ending is staha, so that...
Some of the forms...
Drop the
it?
S. Some of the forms do drop the S. Of
so instead of adding staha, we just add taha?
Yeah. See... So sti ta instead of sti staha. But I remember reading somewhere about that is dropping in last class, right?
It says right here, where is it? Sa preceded and followed by any consonant except a nasal or semi vowel is dropped. Would that count for this one?
Where is that?
That's 195.
Yeah.
And it's
this is not
one.
A nasal or a semi vowel.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then it will drop.
And it's preceded and followed by a consonant.
And so, ava is the preposition. Or
it's not followed. It's not preceded.
That's
followed. But I think there's still something else.
So how does the ava come in front of it then?
It's part of the root.
Ava is but so the root is not sta at all. Is the root ava
okay, well,
and not
Carol
sta?
Said
of a sta.
Of a sta.
I know, but the root is
how?
Ta.
Sta. The root is sta.
Okay.
So then, but
it's ava plus a, so we get ava. Because
oh,
we have to add
the
added all
that's the argument.
So it's ava plus sta.
So what we have to say there's a rule where the a becomes e, which we know about that rule.
Yeah.
But there's also some rule where the sakara drops, and you found one, but that doesn't really apply. That rule because of the preceding.
But there might be more. We have to look through it, maybe.
Yeah.
Because these rules are all buried.
Yeah. I have to leave my house today.
Oh, nice.
It's great. I love those days.
How do you get exercise? Don't you feel you have to go walk or something?
Not right now. I think right now to get well, I just need to rest and lie down. Pavritaha. Oh.
It says after a short look while, the sa of sta and sta is dropped.
There exactly, there it is right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found it too.
It's 11 and 12.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
There.
After shuffle, the sa of sta.
See, it's sitting
this
with all this
helps us.
Yeah, that's what it is.
What is
I knew there was
an
E, short E.
Huh?
Short E.
But the E is part of the...
Yeah, but that's the vowel, though.
Where was that? Oh, there it is. No.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, so the E is short, and so the S of the top. Oh,
yeah.
My God. This was so complicated.
Do you see what I was telling you about this lesson?
Yeah. No, this is what he's going to be doing from now on.
Easier last time? I thought last couple of times.
Because he behaved himself.
Yeah, but now he's like, okay, you guys get this, so I'm going to
just
move
on.
Let's move on. Okay, so this is second person singular. Atmane Padai. What does it mean again?
Well, like to abide in or stay with.
You stay with.
You're staying with the words of the situation, like the
situated
and
in.
To situate yourself in,
that's
to
right.
Abide in, to stay in. It has a lot of meanings, but it means you're going along with the words
okay.
of the fool.
So you are going along with the words of the fool of the fools, and you're disregarding the words of the wise.
Yeah.
And then it says, and you study the shastras. So you study. Is the next one down,
yeah.
And that's Adi and Ga, and it is the fourth aorist. No, it must be the fifth, right? With that Isha.
Oh, for Ga.
Yeah.
So the termination is going to be Ista, Istaha, right? It becomes the Sha. Ga becomes E.
Yes.
That's a commentary.
I got that.
Just
I figured that one out.
Yeah. And so it's going to be...
It's the fifth.
Yeah. How does the ga become the gi?
It's just common.
Just a rule we were given back in earlier
chapters
in this...
That's a common sequence. And so here you see the ishtaha.
Yeah.
Yeah, fifth.
Yeah. I think it was back... It's page 200.
You know, like, ga means also to sing, not just to say. Ga,
yeah.
Gita.
Yeah.
Right. If you look at the last, it's number 12 in this lesson, just above the start of the sentences, you'll see.
Oh, yeah.
The, you'll
e
see
with
what.
Ati being on that belongs to the book.
Yeah.
Line,
and you can see
yeah,
they deal
yeah.
with
third
ga
line
at the
down.
End.
Yeah.
Ga
becomes good.
And you studied the shastras, and we have shastras and accusative plural, shastrani.
Yeah.
And then we have pratyapataha, and that's prati plus
pratipad, right.
Pratipad is what it is,
yeah.
And it is the second aorist, second person singular atmanepada. And I guess it means you knew or you practiced or you understood.
Well, pratipad, we use that in Vedanta a lot too.
Yeah.
It means to understand something,
okay.
You know. Also pratipad, sometimes we translate it that like the shastra reveals this.
Okay.
You know. But here it's just pratipad from the verb pratipad to understand or to know.
Okay. So basically it's saying and you studied the shastras and you understood or you
didn't.
You didn't understand.
And you studied the shastras, and you still don't understand. What is
okay.
he them? Does he the nacha?
Oh, okay. I was wondering why the na was so far after the verb.
Nacha.
So,
yeah, because pratipatita is the verb, right?
Right.
It's just for the meter.
Okay.
The na doesn't have to be near the verb.
It was just confusing me how it happened. So, and so it's basically saying, and still you don't understand what's proper.
That's how we'd say it in English.
What's proper.
Hitam,
like even though you've studied the shastra, you don't know what is hitam, what is good for a person.
Oh, yeah.
Do we say hitam?
No,
he says,
no.
Oh, what is hitam?
Christian churches, and then all of a sudden I thought, oh no, it's the opposite. It's not chapels at all.
No, for art year, it doesn't really make any difference. That must be so astounding for you.
No, I'm always impressed, actually, at how well everyone does.
Yeah.
This is just funny because it's my, you know, I don't have...
It's funny because it's really funny. You want to read for us?
Yeah. Pragni Vakyani.
Avamamstaha
Murkavakyeshu Avastitaha
Avastitaha
Atikishtaha
cha
Shastrani Pratipattaha
Pratipataha
Hitam Nacha.
Why don't we take a little break? I need to get some.
We need a break from the lesson.
Break. Maybe Tara wants a little tea. How's she doing?
It'll boil very soon. It just came out in the bottle or something.
Yeah, let me just give her a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm also so busy right now, I don't know what to do about it. Tomorrow I have to go to this. Because we're not having class tomorrow, remember?
You're not, I do remember. You're going for this. Thank God you're home today.
I know.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not looking forward to tomorrow.
No, the only good thing about it is that you actually will spend time doing yoga asanas, a few.
Yeah.
And that'll pass the time more quickly.
Yeah, that'll be nice. How long is it?
7 hours.
What? What do you mean 7 hours?
7 hours. It's from 9 to 5. Oh, God, I know.
So you get a break for lunch?
Yeah, you get an hour for lunch.
You
know. And then they'll give you like 2 15-minute breaks.
Oh my God. She's 9 to 5 while class tomorrow. Oh,
there's it's got some yoga in it, so it's
just what she said. That's just literally in almost those words. She just said that. The only good thing is it's got some yoga.
It's much better than having to sit
for all day. God, I feel so jittery with the asthma. It makes me kind of so always on edge. Like, I can't breathe properly. That's just that
nerve. It makes you scared. I know.
It makes me scared.
For me, I get like, I'll feel it and I'll start to get, normally I'm not fearful, but then I'll get fearful like, oh my God, how do I know if I need to go to the hospital? I don't have an inhaler either. I probably should have one at home, but I'm just afraid I'll just use it and... Right now, I don't have any medicine for it.
You should keep it in here.
I know. Nobody's prescribed one for me, so and I just haven't...
Prescribed one more?
An inhaler.
You need to have an inhaler in hand. No, seriously,
okay.
I think you should.
If you have
asthma.
I don't
know why they haven't prescribed it for me. Anyway.
You don't have to use it. I have to go to the hospital. You should have some emergency medication in hand.
You know? That's the thing that can get me scared, is like, well, what if,
One of my clients, her daughter's around 40. She had asthma, but she died.
Oh my God, from asthma?
She had an asthma attack.
I know.
At night.
I don't understand it. How it happens.
And she couldn't get any help in time, and she died.
Tara, you should just get it.
I will.
That's really scary.
I know.
It's kind of surprising to me how that happened.
Did you ask?
No, nobody's ever prescribed it. I don't know if it's not bad enough or what. But, I mean, I usually
the problem is that it came with asthma, and I ended up going to the hospital once because my cousin from Chicago was talking to her, and she said, it doesn't matter, it can come on very quickly, and as a respiratory failure, can come on, it can accelerate very quickly.
Yeah.
So it's just better to arrest it as soon as possible.
I know.
And not let it get aggravated.
Yeah.
I don't want to scare you.
I already know that, yeah.
I guess it's the kind of thing where you don't realize that it's getting that bad.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Where are we?
Number 25. We have two more.
Yeah. This is so painful.
I know. Okay.
I'm doing fine because I have my blankie.
Thank God for our comfort.
Yeah.
Mukaha.
Murha.
Mur. Is it more? Oh, yeah, you're right. I left.
Fools.
Yeah, I know. I had that, but I left the rafa off. Murkaha twam. Ava vant. Chanta, ye vikraham, achikaran, abhanit, malyavan, yuktam, aksham staha twam, na tan madat. Morkaha is fools, nominative plural, and then twam, you, accusative singular. And the next one is the third aorist of bunch.
Good for
bunch,
you.
Bunch.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is.
And it is the third person plural at Manevata, and it's they cheated or deceived.
Mm-hmm.
The fools cheated you. And ye is the fool, is this... So this is nominative plural. So is it the fools who cheated you? Is that how that's being used there?
I would say the fools who caused you to go to war, to make war.
Oh.
Who caused? But let's just
do it
either way.
I just didn't. Okay. Yeah. And then we have vigraham, which is war. Accusative singular. And the next one is the third aorist of kri in causal form, I think, right?
Kri, and then the cho is...
Because it's the third aorist where you have the reduplication.
Ah!
Yeah, so it's a chi karan, and, you know, in the causal, kri goes to karaya, right? And then you drop the aya, and you get kar.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. They made you go to war. Or they made you whatever. The next one is Apanit. And I think it's from pun, to speak or say.
I would say the fools who made you go to war cheated you. I wonder how they took it. They deceived you.
Go?
Oh, go to war, make war.
There.
Yeah. I just said it how you say it in English.
Okay.
Yeah. The fools who caused you to fight have deceived you. So he did it that same way.
Oh, so war and sees using fight instead of war.
Yeah, that's fine.
Who made you fight.
Yeah. So the yay goes with...
Yeah.
Who made you fight?
They deceived you.
Right.
Okay. So then this next one is it bun? Pun?
Actually, I think it's bon.
Okay.
I think let me just look that up.
Maybe
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just supposed to be long off. Okay.
Let me just double check.
Well, it is the fifth aorist.
No, maybe it's short. Just a minute.
It's short.
Yeah.
And
it's short.
Enough. It takes
fricky, you're right, it's short. Bun.
Bun.
Bun. With the lingual.
Bun. Yeah.
Yeah. And it means to speak or say.
To speak or say.
say a third person singular paraspaipeda. That was a tough one too. I'd never seen that. I wasn't familiar with it.
Yeah, it's not a familiar word. To speak, and also the same.
Mm-hmm. And so it's he said, and then we have Malyavan, which is from Malyavat, which is a giant. The name of a giant is the nominal singular.
Yeah.
And Yuktam. So I had some trouble with doing the translations.
Well, Yuktam can mean, you know, what is good, what is proper, mm-hmm. what is suitable, what is the right thing.
Oh, okay.
So you can just take
so
proper.
That's what it's meaning here?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so proper. And it's accusative?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the next one is, I think this next word, aksham staha, I think is from kshan.
Kshan. Kshan, yeah. Kshan, kshan means to,
is
like...
Is it kshan mamama? Is the last letter a ma? I thought it was
Kshan.
It's not
Kshan
with a na.
With a na? I've never heard of that. Let me check. I just thought it was Kshan. Just a sec. Okay.
Well, I did find a verb.
Kshan. Kshan means to be patient or composed or to suppress anger.
Oh, okay.
To bear.
Because I
found to endure.
Kshan meaning
to
allow. Hurt or injure.
But here, let's see.
Anyway, I don't...
It's got a na, right. You know?
Yeah, I just thought maybe it would be nasalized for some reason. That's how I came up with that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see how he took it. To being infatuated, you have not paid attention.
But the infatuated, isn't that the tan...
Madat. Okay, let me try this.
I don't know why I couldn't find
Kshan. Let me just try. You might be right, but if there's such a thing. Kshan. No, Kshan means like to wound, to hurt, to injure, to break, to hurt oneself.
Akshan?
Just
no,
Kshan. Well, the
Kshan.
U is the...
The U is added because of the aorist.
Yeah, you know, the augment.
Also, this is actually making it an aorist. I thought it's like Akshan is a word and it could be Akshan, which is... I see. It's
just
starts with
Kshan.
Yeah.
I'll try one other thing. I really think it's Kshan. It's not Kshan.
Yeah, I don't know where it got that. Okay, so it's to suffer or forgive?
Yeah. To be patient or composed, suppress anger, keep quiet, to submit to bear patiently, endure, to pardon, to allow or permit.
Kshan, like Kshama.
Yeah, like Kshama, exactly. Seem good, to ask, pardon, to hinder. Doesn't fit that well. I made sense of it when I was doing it.
Okay.
Let me think if I can make sense again. Yeah.
Told you what was good for you. Being infatuated, you have not paid attention to his words. So somehow it means ignore or not.
To be able to do anything. That's in the infinitive, though. Could be submit. No. You didn't. Also means like to allow.
Yeah.
But you didn't allow it.
Yeah, you didn't allow the good words.
Yeah, you didn't take
like
it in.
Like you didn't take them in. That
yeah.
must be how it is.
Yeah. You didn't permit it, you didn't allow it.
You kind of were passive. You know, like they say, it says to be patient or quiet, wait.
Uh-huh.
So it's like
yeah.
being in a state of not taking
mm-hmm.
action.
You could say, yeah, but you weren't patient.
Yeah.
You know, he told you what was right, but you didn't. You didn't submit to it, you didn't wait, you weren't patient. Context would help.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So anyways, it's the fourth aorist, second person singular,
mm-hmm.
Nevada. And then we have Twam Na Tan Madat. And that's that means Tan Madat means like because of or due to the your madness of it or passion of it. Or
is this
it also means intoxication.
Intoxication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it fifth case? That's
yeah. 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 And this would be a compound Tasi Madat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. It's a compound.
It's a compound Tan Madat.
Tan.
Mm-hmm.
Tan Madat would be Tasi.
Oh,
Madira.
Alcohol.
Yeah, Madhya can be that. It also, he had a translation there that was good. His use of for Madhya, being infatuated, you have not paid attention to
yeah.
his words.
Mm-hmm.
Infatuation can be to intoxication, or all of that. Those words are it.
Right. Alright, so basically, the fools who made you fight, they deceived you. Malyavan.
What is it?
No, it's
mm-hmm. yeah.
Malyavat, right?
No,
Malyavan.
But in the nominative, it's going to be van.
Okay. So Malyavan. Told you.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't. You weren't patient. You didn't wait. Because you were infatuated. You were intoxicated with it. With the
it
fools.
Can even be, but Malyavan said what is yuktam, said yuktam.
Oh, right.
What he said
proper.
Is true, what is proper.
That's right, I forgot that part.
Yeah. Kind of like, and you didn't heed that.
Yeah.
Because of your infatuation.
With the fools, right?
Yeah.
Should I read?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please.
Murkaha Twam.
Murkaha
Twam. Twam.
Avavanchanta.
Avavanchanta.
Ye Vigraham.
Ye Vigraham.
Achikaran.
Achikaran.
Abhanin.
Abhanin.
Abhanit.
Malyavan.
Malyavan.
Yuktam Akshataha. Akshastaha.
Yuktam akshamstaha.
Akshamstaha.
What is it?
Akshamstaha.
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 Twam na tan madat.
Twam na tan madat.
Last one. Okay. Did you see that whole line is one long? Tataha. Akrandit dasha grivaha tam ashihi vasat indra
Indrajit.
Shouldn't it be a long jeet?
It would be.
What is a long jeet? What is a long what?
I thought Indrajit has a long E. My book has
no,
a short
No, it should
e.
be short. Indrajit.
Indrajit?
Yeah, Indrajit.
So
short.
What? Okay.
But you said, you know, did you get that, then Ashish Wasat Indrajit.
Oh.
Yeah, that means to like to appease or to calm down.
Oh, that's the verb. Okay, I did miss that because I broke it up into Ashihi, which didn't make any sense, and Vasat, which I couldn't.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Like Ashwasa, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like to calm down.
To Ashwasa and to reassure, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So tell me what, it's, the word is Ashi Shwasat.
Yeah, and let me see what the,
oh my God.
Shwasat. And what's the verb? Shwas?
That's the root verb, but it's more than that.
Okay.
Let's see. Ashwasa. Let me find that. Ashwasa. Ashwasa. I may have to look it up in the dictionary. Okay. I'm not finding it. Let me just try Ashwasa. Okay, the main root is shwas, but that's not enough. Oh, okay, here this shwas, shwasati, but as we go on, ashwasat, ashwasit is the aorist, ashwasit. But that's not quite the word, not a, the right verb yet. I know, there's more to this verb. I'm just trying to remember what the root is. Let me find it in here.
It's awful.
It's just Ashwas. Like Ashwasa. Just a second. Ah, there we go. Ashwas means to breathe again, or freely, to take a recovered breath, to revive, and then in the causal, Shwasiyati, to cause, to take a breath, to encourage, to comfort, to calm, to console, to cheer up. So it's Ashwas is the root.
Ashwas is the root.
Ashwas, yeah.
Okay, and is it the third aorist? Is it
it's reduplicating. Okay. Yeah, it's a reduplication.
Gosh, that was really...
Yeah.
And what does it mean?
Like to comfort or console.
Okay.
To soothe, yeah.
Okay.
Ashish Shwasat. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. I was just reading, right? Okay, that's right. Because I didn't write. All right, then we got to Indrajit.
Yeah.
And then we have Nirayasit. Cha Samkrutaha Prat Chichat. Hold on. Prar chichat cha swayam bhuvam. So tataha, therefore, or hence, and then akrandit is from krand.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's the fifth aorist, third person singular, person.
That's right.
Cried. And then we have dashagrivaha, and that's the ten-headed, nominative singular for Ravana.
Yeah.
And then we have tum for him, and then we have ashwashishwasat.
Yeah.
And that means to console, and then indrajit.
Ashishwasat. Yeah.
And that is indrajit, comforted him.
Right.
Ravana cried, therefore, and...
it means, they even translated that as like to cry piteously, to like to just be wailing.
Yeah, wailing.
Yeah. Just crying out. Piteously. That's how he translated it. How he translated it is in the dictionary. Yeah.
Okay. And then Nirayasit is Nir plus Ya, and it's the sixth aorist, third singular parasmipeda, went out, to go out.
Yeah.
And then we have some krudaha, which is a PPP from some and krud. So that's anger, with anger, was angry. And was angry. And then we have prarchichit, which is from pra and arch.
Archit.
So it's the third aorist. It's reduplicating, and it's third person singular parasmipeda, so praised or worshipped.
Yeah.
And then swayambhuvam, which is swayambhuva, accusative singular.
So is the archit, is the root?
The root is arch.
Arch.
Yeah, arch. And it duplicates with that chichit.
Mm. It's kind of unusual.
It's, if you look at page 183, number 3b, I think it talks about it. I made a note of that. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, when a conjunct consonant with nada or ra as its first member follows the initial vowel, the second member is reduplicated. That's exactly what happens there. Good for you. We should note these things down so we don't have to suffer
again. I know I should put it in the book, but I put it in my homework at least.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what, this was 3B, is that?
Yeah, it was 3B.
183, 3B. Good.
So,
good.
So basically it's the 10, you know, Ravana cried and Indrajit consoled him. And he went out, Ravana went out and was angry and worshipped Swayambhuva. Is that what it's saying?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Okay.
And angered. It's PPP.
Oh, yeah.
Angered. Or you can say angry, but he's angered. He left. He went away and worshipped Swayambhu.
I wonder who Swayambhu is, do you know?
I do, but I'm not remembering for sure.
Do you know what was Dussehra yesterday? It's very appropriate we're learning the sentence right now.
What?
It was Dussehra. It was
Oh, yes. Somebody gave me an email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday. So Dussehra is the day when Rama actually killed Ravan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's celebrated by having, you know, when we were little, we used to have Ram, you know, these 10-headed effigies that we used to burn. And
wow, I was working on the sentence yesterday.
I knew it was perfect. That's what I'm saying. The timing is perfect. Okay, I'll read it. Tataha akrandit.
Tataha akrandit.
Tam ashishvasat. Indrajit. Nirayasit cha. Sankrundaha. Oh my god, sorry.
It's alright. It's a big mess.
Is it prachinchat?
No, prachichat cha.
Swayambhuvam.
Very good.
Very good. I'm very impressed. All of this.
Yeah,
so
you're
great.
Really learning the stuff. So, how many shall we do next time? The first three.
I'm imagining they're just going to get harder.
Mm.
He's on a roll now. So let's see. We got one. I think five or six we could try.
So one, two, three, four. Let's not do more than five.
Okay. Yeah, that's a long one.
Yeah.
The one that starts with this month?
The one that ends with Gamayeti.
That's our last one?
Yeah.
It doesn't end at Gamayeti, right?
It does.
There's
it
no
starts with Sahovacha.
Yeah, but there's no danda after Gamayeti.
I have a danda.
Yeah, there is. Oh, I don't know.
And then Saha is the next start.
Okay, I'm just missing a danda.
Yeah. So that would be one, two, three,
that's
four,
six, no?
That's five.
Six. Oh, it is five? Wait a minute.
I have five.
One, two.
Are you counting the couplet as one?
Three.
No.
One, two, three.
Oh,
four,
counting the couplet
four,
is one.
Five,
you're right.
Five.
So it is six. So
yeah,
maybe
six.
Do you want to just do five?
One less. Yeah, let's do
yeah.
five. So, we'll stop the sentence that starts Saha.
Saha Vacha. Yeah,
we
won't
do that.
Okay. Good. I was counting the couplet too. Okay. Yeah, and then we should be able to the next one. We'll have to finish it.
Yeah, we'll finish that off. We'll do the best we can.
Yeah.
Because they're hard.
They're hard, yeah, they are.
How long
wow.
did you spend on this tower?
What?
How long did you spend on these?
You know, I didn't spend that long.
Wow.
I'm spending less time because I'm just getting better at recognizing things, I think.
Mm.
And I just didn't have a lot of time this week, but I did. The thing that's helpful is to have more than one go over. That's what helps me. Because, like, the first time, there'll be things I can't get, and I just can't get them.
And so you leave it.
So I had three go-overs. They were shorter periods,
yeah.
but then when I come back to it, things would, like, I'd be
bubble
able to identify things.
Yeah, that's right.
And I had to go to the laundromat for my mom yesterday for 2 hours. I had to sit there, so.
I brought my Sanskrit with me. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So that worked out.
Do you do her laundry every day?
I usually take it to my house and do it. She two giant quilts. She had really big things, so I brought it to the laundromat so you could have those huge washing machines. I couldn't do it at my house. It was big.
Let's say our prayer, even though we're going to include this discussion.
I went to my mom's house.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat
Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnaya
Purnamevavasishyate
Om Shanti Shanti
Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo